Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is worthy. He is so awesome. I just thank God that he chose me. Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I call you no longer servant, but I call you my friend. And a friend wants to know what a friend is doing. A friend, like my husband was saying, loves to spend time with his friend, wants to talk with his friend, wants to walk and wants to eat with his friend. And that's what God has called us to be through his son, is to fellowship with him. And I just thank God and praise God that he called me one day to come and walk and talk with his son. And I just bless him. But to start off with my testimony, first of all, my name is Janice Ogaje, and I've been walking with the Lord, my friend Jesus, for 23 years. And ever since I said I do to Jesus, I have been out there saying that to other people. I've been sharing the love of Jesus with others. And I just recently met up with Executing His Word Ministry under the leadership of Evangelist Nelson Ligon. And I thank God for that very day that we met up. It was a divine, divine connection. And I praise God for it. I mean, the way it was set up, it was not to be. According to man, it shouldn't have been. But God is the one who orchestrated. And I just thank God for God being God and not man. So after we met up with Nelson in Executing His Word Ministry, we went out to the Super Bowl extravagant, and that was awesome. I enjoyed that, and then as we was out there, we stopped for a little drink, and after drinking, Nelson said, I feel like the Lord is telling me that he want you, Janice, to think about, pray about coming to go to Mardi Gras. Now, mind you, I did live in Louisiana, never been to Mardi Gras, never really understood Mardi Gras. I thought it was just a celebration, you know, parades and stuff, but I did not know the extent of it. So I was excited about him even inviting me to pray, to consider whether or not if God wanted me to go. But deep down in my heart of hearts, I knew that the Lord wanted me to go because that's my heart. I love, as the words say, that he has called us to seek and to save that which is lost. So I love to allow the Lord to use me to go and seek and to save the lost people. Definitely, our people are lost. I mean, when you meet up with people, they tell you all kind of crazy stuff. And they think that's going to get them in heaven. But back to my testimony. So I got to praying. And I think I had probably two or three weeks before I gave him an answer. I got to praying, and I didn't hear the Lord the first maybe week or so. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I need to hear something. I got to give Evangelist Nelson an answer. What do you want me to say? And so the Lord told me one morning, he woke me up and had me to open up to Isaiah chapter 1. And in Isaiah chapter 1, I read and got down to verse 18, 19, and it was talking about the sins. And then he got to saying, but if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And I was like, okay, Lord, I will go. I won't have to worry about, because Nelson told me, say, Janice, don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about your food. But my greatest concern was my finances for my home, because I'm in a job where that we have only vacation time, but vacation is locked in around your anniversary. My anniversary is not until August. Mardi Gras was in March. They don't give you a pre-written check, you know, to allow you to use before your vacation. You have to be to put that time in before you can get that vacation. So anyway, I knew that that vacation money was locked down and shut up. So I'm like, okay, Lord, what are we going to do about this money? What are we going to do? I say, you know how much money I'll be losing, Father? I said, I'll be losing. Let me add this up. 6 days, that's going to be $1,200. That's a lot of money. 6 days of pay. But I know you own the cattle of 1,000 hills. So anyway, I prayed and prayed, but I had to have that peace in regards to the finances for my home. So a couple of days before the last week of the meetings with Nelson, the Lord spoke to me one morning with him and Peter dialoguing. And Peter would say, Lord, we left all to follow you. And Jesus say, ain't nobody left houses, lands. He had to use business for me. He said business, families, friends, for my sake and for the gospel's sake. He said, if so, then in this land you will receive all of that in 100-fold plus persecution. He said, and then in the life to come, eternal life. So when he gave me that, then I was like, okay, I can give him the answer. But I still was not too satisfied with that because I'm not seeing money. I'm not seeing any money. Okay, Lord, I need to see some proof in the pudding first. But we walk by faith, y'all, and not by sight. So the Lord was like, okay, I'm not going to tell her anything, not knowing on the 23rd of February, God had already started to bless us. But I didn't know he started to bless us. We had mail that we had been collecting on the table that I had not went through. Sometimes I'll get the, you know, get the going through mail and just shredding up everything. Don't care what it is, just shred it up. So anyway, I'm still wondering, okay, Lord, now look. I know you said that ain't nobody left houses and land and all these different things for you in the gospel's sake. I say, but I don't want to go just because that's my passion. I don't want to go because Nelson think I should go. I don't want to go because of nobody else but you. I said, I am willing to leave all to follow you and your call. If it don't mean but one soul that you touch through me, I'm willing to go. But I must have a word, a definite word. Now, he already gave me two. But I still need a firm foundation to stand up on. Because he said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, his word is established. So the morning before the morning, or that morning of the morning, I was going to come to that last meeting. The Lord said, go, Janice, for the workman is worthy of his hire.
That's right. That's right.
I was like, okay, Father, I'll go. I will leave my husband, which I didn't have a problem with leaving my husband. I did not have a problem with leaving my children. I did not have a problem with leaving my home. I did not have a problem with leaving nothing but that job. Because that job is our soul. Apart from Christ waking me up in the morning, he is my source, he is my finances, he's my everything, he's my all in all. But he wakes me up every morning to go to this job. I'm the only one working. My husband is not working. He's going to school. So if that big chunk get cut out, what we gonna do? So I said, okay, Lord, I will go because the workman is worthy of the hire.
Yes.
God hired me and all of us to go and to work for him. So I was pleased with that. I said, okay, Father, I will go. I got down there. Now that first prophecy came forth, that first word. The Lord said, if ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
Yes.
Didn't we eat the good?
Yes.
Whoa, you're talking about somebody eating. They fed me, Lord, they fed me. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner in abundance, in abundance. I went on a fast one day. Did not go on a fast. I went on a fast one day. I fasted because I'm like, Lord, I'm still full from the meal before. They got another meal in front of me, but I'm eating the good of the land. God is so good. God is so good. I'm still not knowing that, okay, the workman is worthy of his hire. I'm still not understanding the 100-fold thing. Okay, I go down there, I come back. Come back still not knowing God has already been blessed. God is already blessing. So I come back home, and a couple of days later, the Lord put in my spirit to call one other sister. She went, Sister Wendy went. And Sister Wendy began to tell me how God began to bless her. And my spirit began to deflate. I began to get sad. And the Lord said, Janice, no, rejoice. Rejoice with your sister. So I began to rejoice. She was telling me about, girl, let me tell you, the Lord, the first thing he blessed me with was with 800 and some more dollars. She had a situation that she needed that money for. God blessed her. She said, then the Lord blessed her with 100 and something. Then the Lord blessed her with $500 from a sister-in-law. And I mean, I was like, wow, girl, God just really blessed you. I'm rejoicing from my heart now. I say, girl, God is so good. He blessed you with almost $1,500. I said, you can just go tell everybody how God just blessed you, not knowing God is blessing me too. So after I passed that test, it was a test I had to take. And the test was whether or not if I was going to rejoice with my sister, not be envious, not be put down, not be, you know, just all kind of negative things. I saw Satan, the serpent, begin to come to my dust and begin to kick dust up on me. I began to get despaired and despondency and all kind of things begin to come up out of me. And I was like, no, I'm going to rejoice with my sister. Because that's the only way I'm going to get what God has for me is to rejoice and to be exceedingly glad. So I was rejoicing. The next day, I came home from work. And the Lord said, go through my mail. So I go through this mail. And I'm putting the shredded over here and what I need to read over here, shredded over here. And I come up to this envelope. It was from Wells Fargo's. And I said, shoot, what Wells Fargo's want? Put them over there in a shredded pile, you know, because they don't want nothing but just a mess anyway, you know. So this is file 13 stuff. So the Holy Spirit say, no, open that. I open it. I say, what they want, Lord? I open it, and I begin to read it. And my husband say, Janice, that's a blessing. And I read it, and I say, you know what these people say, that we are going to get a restitution money here from our escrow balance. And then so God would say, call him. I say, no, I ain't going to call him. I say, because you know we ain't been paying our bills right. He said, no, Janice, they owe us. Call us. Call him. I say, no, I'm not going to call him. So anyway, I called him. I was embarrassed, but they didn't know me from nobody else because I was on the other side of the phone. If they had a televised phone, I don't know. But anyway, I called them, and I told this woman, I got this piece of paper that it said that we was due this escrow restoration money. And then so she said, yes. She said, y'all are due it. She said, you due $826.74. Wow! I began to really rejoice, and the Lord reminded me of the first thing that he did for Wendy. $836. I was like, wow, God is good. So I just started rejoicing. And the devil said, wait a minute, Janice. You remember you're supposed to be having $1,200. That's just $826.74. I said, you know what, devil? Well, at first I kind of caught myself and I said, yeah, you know what, you're right. I do supposed to have $1,200. This is $826. And then the Holy Ghost just began to shake me and let me know, wait a minute, the same God that blessed you with the $800, the $26.74 can give you that $370-some-odd to meet that $1,200 total. And I say, amen, and I'm going to get on this phone and I'm going to start telling everybody I know. So I call everybody and begin to give my testimony, screaming and hollering in people's ears and on their answer machines and stuff that the ones didn't answer. I left a message. So anyway, not knowing that I still had all of my money, more than my money. And so I called everybody I knew, and the Lord kept putting in my spirit, call this one sister. And I was like, nah, I ain't going to call her. Call this one sister. I said, no, I won't call her. So I done called up everybody, didn't have nobody else to call but this one sister. I said, well, I guess I'll go ahead on and call her. So I called her, and she was like, okay. And what did he bless you with? And I said, girl, he blessed me with $826.74. And so she was thinking, she had sent me some money in the mail, which I didn't know it because I hadn't been to the mailbox. I go to my mailbox every other day. So anyway, she said, so did you get my postcard? And I said, no, I sure didn't. She said, you've been to the mailbox today? I said, yes, I have. She said, oh. She said, wonder why you didn't get mine's. And I was thinking, okay, well, maybe she's just, you know, jealous or something like that. You know, she's just mad with me or whatever. So anyway, she said, no, Janice. She said, I think you need to go to your mailbox. I said, no, I've been to the mailbox. I said, but the way I do my mail is every other day. And she said, well, I think you need to go now. So I say, girl, I ain't got my clothes on. I said, I'm ready to go to bed. She told me, you need to put on some clothes, and you need to go to that mailbox. So I said, okay. So I go to the mailbox, and I'm thinking she just gave me a card to encourage me. I get to the mailbox. She gave me a card that had two flaps. I read the one flap. And I was like, okay, thank you for those words of encouragement. And then the Lord said, flap the other one over. I turned the other one over, and there was a check falling out for $500. Remember what my sister Wendy got? She got $837. Then she got $114. Then she got $500. And then the Lord reminded me. He said, I said the workman is worthy of the hire. God bless me above and beyond that which I could ever ask or think. So God wants us to just trust him. He wants us to obey him. He wants us to make ourselves readily available for him to use us. Don't worry about the little minute details because they're already taken care of. From the foundations of this world, God has already provided for us if we would just trust and obey and be led by his spirit. So I thank God for that experience. I enjoyed the Mardi Gras, the experience that I had from that. Oh, it was just awesome. I thank God for it all. I sit down and I got pictures and I looked at the pictures and so excited about all the little things. I'm like, oh my God, was I doing that? You know, because they got some moments with me on the camera and I was like, wow, that's awesome. But God is so good. I'm looking forward to the next outing. Yeah.